Now, top U.S. Democratic lawmakers accused President Donald Trump of dividing Americans with his words and actions. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said in a statement that Trump repeatedly condones physical violence. They also criticized Trump for branding the press as an enemy of the people. Now, this comes as the U.S. Secret Service intercepted a number of suspicious packages containing explosives addressed to residents of former President Barack Obama and a number of other Democrats. President Donald Trump strongly condemned these attempted attacks.
The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation and bring those responsible for these despicable acts to justice. We will spare no resources or expense in this effort. And I just want to tell you that in these times, we have to unify.
Trump added that acts of political violence have no place in America. Law enforcement authorities say the packages were also sent to former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. She also reacted to the attempted attack, saying it is a troubling time and it's a time of deep division in the U.S. Similar packages are addressed to Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, former Attorney General Eric Holder, and former CIA Chief John Brennan. And joining us out of Washington now is Dr. Wilmer Leone, columnist and political commentator. Hello, Dr. Leone. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Now, Pelosi and Schumer, in essence, what they're saying is, Donald Trump, it's your words and it's your rhetoric that brings these, bomb-sending nuts out of the woodworks. Your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, it's not really Donald Trump's words that bring the bomb-sending nuts out of the woodwork. There have been bomb-sending nuts in the United States long before Donald Trump became president. Not only bomb sending, but bomb exploding nuts such as Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma, and as well as the Unabomber Ted Kaczynski. But Donald Trump's words of late surely have not quelled any senses in the situation, and he has definitely added fuel to the already existing fire.
Right, and Donald Trump himself says this is a time we need to unite. I mean, so what? Yesterday wasn't a time to unite, and this bomb, attempted attack occasion is now a time for Americans to unite.
Well, Donald Trump said really what he had to say. I think he was brought up there grudgingly to make that statement, and I think evidence of that is the fact that his wife spoke before he did. So yes, they were there in the green room to sign legislation dealing with the opioid crisis. But here, just in that morning, you have bombs being sent all over the country, all over the East Coast anyway. And that really seems to be the second issue on the agenda. So I think he said what he had to say. He said the least amount that he had to say, especially when you look at how he has vilified the press. You have the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, and the attack, one of the bombs was sent to CNN, and he never acknowledged any of that. So I think he basically said the least amount that he felt he had to say.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Leone, to have you on the program. That was Dr. Wilmer Leone, their columnist and political commentator, joining us out of Washington.